Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Islamic law of inheritance has invited a number of objections, and one of the categories of these objections relates to the fact that Islam makes a discrimination between men and women. People who raise this objection generally say that Islam is a religion in which men are granted a superior status than women. And even in case of inheritance, people say that there are issues or cases in which the issue of men is kept superior than that of women. Thus, for example, the share of a daughter is half that of a son. And this is one of the objections which they raise. And I have tried to answer this in one of my talks also. A very similar objection raised is that there is a case which is mentioned in the Quran that the share of the father is more than the mother. Now, this is made a case in point, and an objection is raised on this basis that this is another area in which Islam discriminates between men and women. It grants the father more share than the mother. So therefore, they conclude that Islam is a religion in which women are given a secondary status to men. Now, if we analyze this objection, we can see from the Quran that as far as the Quran is concerned, the Quran says that the underlying scheme which governs this distribution of shares is the benefit which an heir carries for the deceased person. The more this benefit, the more his share or her share. And the Quran also, and the Almighty also has detailed out in the Quran that this closeness of benefit cannot be diagnosed by human intellect. So therefore, the Almighty has taken upon himself to tell mankind what this extent of benefit is, how close a daughter or a son to a deceased person is, how close is a particular spouse or a particular wife or a particular father or mother is for the deceased. And this is something which only the Almighty could have told us, because the Almighty has said that a person or a human being has no means to know how close this benefit an heir carries for him. Now, in this particular case, in which, as I said, the people who raised this objection, they say that there is a scenario in the Quran which says that the share of the father is more than that of the mother. Now, before I try to answer this objection, first of all, it needs to be understood that the Quran has said that whenever a deceased person has children, or he has brothers and sisters, he has siblings, then the share of the father and the mother is equal. There is no difference. Each of them shall be given 1/6 of his inheritance. So therefore, first of all, and it needs to be kept in consideration that in general circumstances, when of course a deceased person would be having children and he would be having siblings, there is no discrimination between the share of the father and the mother. Each of them will get the same share, and that is 1/6. However, there is a scenario which the Quran has discussed, and as per this scenario, if the deceased person does not have any children, and he also does not have any other heirs, and his only heirs are his parents, وَوَرِسَهُ أَبَوَاهُ, as the Quran says, his only heirs are his parents. In this particular scenario, the Quran says that the father shall be given 2/3 of his inheritance and the mother shall be given 1/3. Now, of course, this is, as I said, first of all, is an exceptional case. And if we just deliberate on this case, we would come to realize that the benefit which the father carries for a deceased person, when that deceased person does not have any children or does not have any siblings, is understandably more, because it is a father who would be more potentially more beneficial for this deceased person in this case. Mothers generally are not. And so therefore, on this very basis, in this particular situation, in this particular scenario, the father is given more share in this case. Now, as I said, this is not a general issue. It is not a general scenario. The general scenario, of course, is when people have children and they have siblings in general circumstances. In these particular circumstances, the shares of the father and the mother are exactly equal. Only when a deceased does not have children or he does not have siblings does any discrimination between these shares exist. And that is also understandable, because in cases when a deceased does not have children or does not have siblings, his father is understandably or potentially more beneficial for him. And so therefore, discrimination or this distinction is only and only made in this particular case when he does not have any children and when he does not have any siblings. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.